This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Against him?
Absolutely not. I'm 165 pounds, Doc.
Oh, okay. Okay, didn't know. As if size matters when it comes to eating hot dogs?
Yes, my stomach isn't that big.
I got to give him his props, man. I have a hard time watching it because I think he's hurting himself, but obviously he's not. And I'm not built for that. But you got to give him his props. Anybody that dominant is interesting. So, I don't know. I'll have to pose that question to our next guest as Dr. Holder joins us top of the hour. And we'll put the question to him. I don't know. Is it a sport? It's competitive. But we'll find out top of the hour. Stay with us. Okay. And Brother Holder?
Yes, sir.
I guess the lack of the music got me. I pushed a button. I'm really happy to have you here. I didn't tip prep you about Chestnut. I apologize for that. I don't even know if you saw it. I don't know if you've ever seen it. I don't even know if you care about it.
No, I've seen it. I used to cover, they had a young lady locally. She was the Black Widow. She used to be competitive eating, too, so... They're all sports, man. So I couldn't do that. You know, I have a limit. You know, I could lose some lbs. So eating more food is just not appealing to me right now. But yeah, I mean, hey, they have trophies. They're marketing, and if you can market around something, anything is possible, Doc. If you can market around it, and what Nathan's has done with that, it's become part of the regular vernacular on July 4th, this hot dog eating contest. The marketing is brilliant. Sports marketing, there's a case study in that whole competitive eating thing and how they've broken into the market.
Well, yeah. I mean, I trust you. If you say so, I'm like, I do watch it. It's not... If I thought it was horrible, I'd never watch it. I always glance. I always check. I'm still amazed by the fact that it can be done. But, you know, so be it. Always, because of your lifestyle, it's so interesting. You're either hosting, you're emceeing, you're doing something along the sports line. We had Walt Williams on last week, one of your recipients, another award. And I wonder, when do you have time to actually see what's going on in the midst of your busy activities?
Man, you multitask, Doc. You're doing it now. I'm on with you, but watching PSG Bayern Munich in the Club World Cup quarterfinals. I mean, you just got to get it done. I mean, that's why we love sports, because multiple things are happening. I don't like a slow lifestyle. Neither do you. Like, I mean, it's just multiple TVs are a must. You just got to multitask. You know what's on during the day. I mean, it's stuff that we love. So you find the time. Nobody really has time, Doc. That just goes without saying. No one really has time, free time. So you make time for what you want to make time for.
And okay, so how do you balance it right now? Because I know you watching the pitch. I know you got your eyes on England. I know you've got your eyes. So how do you decide to prioritize? You got your ear to the ground, knowing what's going on with the Commanders and what's going on with free agency, all the things going on. What has been on your plate? What's driving Lou Holder?
So soccer's driving me. I mean, that's my sport. I mean, if you pour true serum into me, Doc Walker, soccer's my sport. It's always been my sport. My parents are West Indian. I've always loved soccer, played soccer in college, loved soccer, anytime soccer. And there's a cycle that comes around where the buzz is more than any other. And the year before the World Cup, the buzz is just there because a lot of teams are qualifying to get to the World Cup. Not everybody gets in. Painfully, a few years back, the United States of America did not even get into the World Cup. Now they're going to be hosting it along with Canada and Mexico. So they're already in. But Mexico and the U.S. are playing in this Gold Cup CONCACAF game, which means a lot. They both won their groups. And this is for confidence. This is for confidence. I mean, that's their rival. Mexico is their rival. There's all these other countries that are in the CONCACAF, smaller countries that they should be. But the one that is the toughest challenge for them, in season, out of season, in World Cup, out of World Cup, is their neighbor to the south. And so them making those two nations making it to the championship game, and it's at the closest tip to Mexico in the United States in Houston for tomorrow night's game, man, that's what's driving me. And all soccer fans, I mean, you just want to see good rivalries. You want to see all of that stuff. And so the U.S., they're a young group. But Mexico has had their number overall. But in the last eight meetings, U.S. has won five of them. So it's going to be interesting. And that's what's driving me. That and this World Cup, this Club World Cup, I think it's a fascinating idea. I'm beyond frustrated, borderline pissed, Doc, that the Washington, D.C. area doesn't have more games. But we know why. That's why there's this big push to get a stadium here. This area stars for soccer. And I went to Audi Field. I saw one of the first games in the Club World Cup. That thing was packed. That thing was packed with people. But Audi Field is not enough. Not enough. This area needs a venue that can hold World Cup type of talent.
And it's the minimum occupancy needed.
And the World Cup, to know that the World Cup is coming here next year, and the Washington, D.C. area is getting shut out. No games, no qualifying, no preliminary, no games for the World Cup next year are going to be held in Washington, D.C. is an absolute crime. You got to go to Philly or New York or Atlanta.
What about
or Charlotte. Huh?
M&T?
No, it's not big enough. The configurations are not big enough. The configurations on the ground and in the state, they're just not big enough. So Lincoln Financial Field has the width, the depth, and they have the seating capacity for games. And so does MetLife.
So we're talking about this beyond Super Bowl dimensions.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, so that's why this stadium is much more than the Commanders. It's much more than the Commanders.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I mean, the Commanders, it's much more than Beyonce and all the other concerts, the entertainment that's coming there. We're talking about world-class events. I don't care what you feel about the political climate or whatever. The nation's capital should be hosting everything. Everything should come through Washington, D.C. area. Everything.
Yeah,
so the fact that it's not, and the fact when these people like Lawrence Ham from Events D.C., when they start pitching to all these organizations to bid, when you have your request for proposals, your RFPs, and you have this great, great product, you say, oh, we got hotel rooms, we got this, we got a landscape. So what's your stadium? Well, we got the you're out. You're out.
Yeah.
You're out. We're not the end of discussion. You're not going any further. But the games for football, that's just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, you could look at what Jerry's doing down at AT&T.
Mm-hmm.
Boxing. Motocross and all kinds of stuff, like boxing, mm-hmm. everything. I mean, once that stadium, not if, when that stadium gets to this region, man, everything's going to be in play. Everything's going to be in play.
National championship in football. I mean, all the...
Yep.
I don't understand, but I do understand it because it never makes sense. It never seems to be what you think it ought to be when it comes to politics in any area. It just doesn't. So I'm not going to skin that cat today, but I'm just saying, unfortunately, we all end up losing as a result of this. Yet we're supposed to be trying to generate revenue to help those that have a tough time helping itself. Mm-hmm. That's tough.
It's an entertainment town. This is an entertainment town. This is an event town. Outside of the Washington football team, this is an event town. People love events that come here, which is why it is huge, Doc, that the NFL draft is coming here in a couple of years. That event is going to be massive, and it's going to kickstart a whole bunch of stuff. But I digress. The soccer not being here, that's personal for me. I hate the fact that there's no World Cup action coming here. So I made sure I got myself to Audi Field for one of those Club World Cup games. And now, like I said, Philly got one last night in Chelsea won. Atlanta's having one now. And then the semifinals and the finals are up in New York. How glorious would that be if those things were here in D.C.? So,
That's what's captivating me,
my sport, the beautiful game. Outside of this country, it's the most popular sport in the world.
Oh, absolutely.
So.
Yeah, absolutely. So the things that you have said, the things that make you go, you have coined that and you have been right on so many different instances. And so we just value you as a person, as a human, as a man that has conviction. And, coming off your weekend, I'm surprised you had any energy to do this. And what's your next big event?
Man, well, I get some downtime, Doc. Well, I guess the next big event, I mean, is when the tennis comes right before training camp or right when the training when the Mubadala tennis comes and Francis Tiafoe comes to town. And
yeah, okay.
That's probably the next big thing that's coming up that I can think of that has got my attention that I'm not going to be watching on TV, that I'm going to go and support Mark Ine and what he's doing. So, obviously that young talent hitting that baseball, Mr. Woods, he's worth the price of admission. So, but there's some real downtime because once the 22nd comes, Doc, you, I, people in our industry, everybody in a city that has a professional football team, once training camp starts, you're locked down. You're locked down. I spend more time in Ashburn and in that than any other place. So that's what I'm just gearing up, because it's a marathon, not a sprint. It's a fun marathon. And my goodness, again, we are covering football and not foolishness. So now it is actually fun. I am looking forward to this season more than any other. You know, obviously you were looking forward to next year, but there was a lot of unknowns. Those unknowns have now been answered. A lot of them have been answered, and he's under center now. So if you're building around that, and you have a GM who is coveted and is making moves, oh, this is going to be exciting. This is going to be exciting. So I'm looking forward to that. But I'm also know your body. Like, when you've covered sports as long as you and I have, you know when you get your moments and you know when to, like, power down. But I will always answer the call when Doc Walker picks up, when Doc Walker gives me that signal, I'll always pick up the phone. But I do have a question for you.
Okay.
We're talking about USA, patriotism. You know, I mm-hmm. always thinking. So yeah. Things that make you go, mm-hmm. Top moment for a U.S. national team or U.S.-inspired event, a USA-inspired event or a USA team. Now, obviously, you know, you got the Miracle on Ice and things of that nature, but I thought it'd be great today, coming off of July 4th, those moments that were just pure magic that had USA involved in it. So I love that topic. I have two for you. One, obviously, is sports related on the field, and one is actually an event related. So the on the court related is when the USA basketball team, not the dream team, when the USA basketball team was playing France, and for me, when Vince Carter dunked over 7'1" Frenchman, that was a USA moment I will never forget. I've never seen a person jump over a human like that before in game competition, right? So that's one that I'm just going to throw out. And the other one, Doc, it just gives me chills every time I hear it. We should let this be the national anthem every single time. When Whitney Houston sang the national anthem in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Why are we doing all these other? Let's re-record and play that every Super Bowl. We do one shining moment at the end of the basketball every single year, and no one gets tired of it. How would you get tired of hearing Whitney Houston sing our national anthem at our biggest sporting event of the year?
Hold that theme. We'll carry that over, and you keep an eye out. And we'll keep rolling. You just left us with a jewel. Up against a hard break, Doctor.
All right.
Thank you so much. You're the best. Lou Holder, folks, sharing his skills with us right here. And not even with a bill, not a receipt. Going to break. We'll be back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Ooh,
tight. Inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Shout out to Dr. Holder. Great topic, too. Whitney Houston, Luther Vandross, and then guess who tapped in? Big Tony, Marvin Gaye. And that's another staple. If you have one that we've missed, don't be hesitant to do it. And for those of you that missed the 25 mentions, it's NELL_BTP, if you were wondering. Big L Willingham and his handle. I promised that I would do that. It is anything stand out to you in terms of special national anthems, or do you agree or disagree? I'm with Lou all 100%. Whitney Houston. Now that was, I think it was New York. She was in Miami, I think, when she sang the national anthem. And I know Marvin was at Staples Center, if I'm not mistaken. It was a Laker game. But that was good stuff. That's the thing about Holder. Things that make you go, That was good. 1-800-636-1067 is our number here on Overtime. And we are going to get interesting when we get, I think the Wolverine has come out of his chalet. So it's going to be interesting. About an hour, we got a Wolverine and a Buckeye who we started talking about rivalries. And the Mount Rushmore of rivalries. That was our first little insert. So we'll see what happens when these two get to match up. And all this is leading to today about a victory with the Curly W's, which I just... And I know that you grew up with a bat in your hand, so you understand the game. Is baseball your favorite sport?
Yes.
Of the big four?
Yes. This is what I always tell people. Mm-hmm. Baseball, my favorite sport, but Ohio mm-hmm. State football is my favorite team all around.
Okay.
Yeah. Played baseball.
That makes sense.
My whole life.
Baseball, I mean, obviously, I'm a different, completely different world in the 60s as opposed to now, but I just couldn't imagine anything being more fun.
Oh, it's great.
Because great. I just couldn't imagine. If you can hit, and I pitch too like you, but I couldn't imagine anything more fun. Oh, that's the amazing part. Now, how hard guys throw that young. We were all coached in the mid-60s. It was concerned about throwing too many junk. That's why I heard my elbow tore it up. Throwing splits and throwing drops and curves and all these things. But now the way these guys throw so hard, and you look at the Dodgers, for example, we got six pitchers out.
Yep. Now, that could be because of the pitch clock. You know, usually when I was growing up, they said too many curveballs, and now it's like, okay, now the pitch clock is causing these guys.
That's interesting because it was excessive time with some cases, but it wasn't killing me. But that's because I love the game, watching the game at every level. The College World Series was such a thrill. And it's like baseball at every level. But that's because guys in the 60s were in 12, 11 and 12, you just wired that way. It's kind of hard even to address it to an audience that doesn't even know what you're talking about. What do you mean baseball? Yeah, number one. Number one. And that's the thing about it, that now it changes. Nowadays, that pigskin is kind of taking over. I believe that pigskin is kind of taking over. Shout out to Joe McKay. there's a horse named Ewing that just won, and he taped the whole thing and said, guys love Patrick Ewing. Who doesn't if you're around here in the Hoyas? So we get it and we understand it. Nothing but respect goes out to Big Pat. So baseball, you think? Let me ask you about the NBA. Do you have an explanation in your mind what really went down with the Knicks in the front office and, you know, and firing Tibbs and where they are now? Or could you care less?
I'm not a big NBA fan, but I don't know. And I've actually asked my friends this, and they got nothing. They're confused as well.
No, that's cool. It's important to know what people, you know, where people are, and being honest about it. You don't have to know everything. Nobody does, well, except for you know who thinks he does. But nobody knows everything and has an answer for everything. So, you know, it's all good. We have time for trouble.
Quickly, we can get them
all. All right, let's take trouble to it. Good afternoon and happy 4th, Big Tony.
What's going on, dog father? Look here, baby boy. Did you just put out breaking news that if you did not tear your shoulder up throwing 60 miles an hour, you'd been up there left-handed or right-handed throwing flames? Did I hear that correctly?
It wasn't a shoulder, baseball, it was elbow.
Oh, okay, your elbow. I know you said it since I've known you for 30, 40, 80 years. You've always said baseball was your joint.
Yeah.
But if I'm hearing it correctly, if your elbow didn't get out, you'd have been up there throwing smoke.
Well, my goal was to be Bob Gibson.
No, you said it. You said it. Yeah. I ain't going to lie. I ain't going to try and Joan, but now let's get down on the get down. Mm-hmm. Doc, I got 3 foot long, 10 long back straps going up in here. I got pork chops. See, 4th of July is for the fakers. Doc, you know me. I cook every daggone day.
So let me tell you something. 4th of July, you, Judge Rossi, they doing it at a high level. I know you doing it at a high level. I get it. I mean, the firework, what we saw last night, what I saw in Great Falls at the Silo, it was the best I've ever seen. And I got a lot of evers going for me right now.
Well, look here. So I ain't going to say the name of the restaurant. I was down at 3050 K Street last night and this morning because I had to do a little delivery. If you know where that is, it's right down the bottom of Wisconsin Avenue. It's a restaurant that sits right on the water. Mm-hmm. I said, what happened? It was like, we were sold out for whatever. I said, and when I was doing what I was doing this morning, it was like 9 o'clock and people were trying to get in the door. I said, how long y'all sold out? She's like, Monday, whatever. Hey, Doc, let me tell you another thing. Your Lakers?
Woo-hoo.
Dude, I ain't want to do it, but hey, man. It is what it is, and my boys going to have the three-time, you hear me? Three-time Rookies of the Year.
For those of you that don't know, he's a San Antonio Spurs fanatic. But they've been so bad so long that he's been silent.
No. We shaded for a minute. We shaded for a minute.
Well, what are the Steelers doing? What are you going to call that? What are you going to call the Steelers is about to do?
I'm calling it right now. Everybody listening? They're going to do their normal thing. 10-7, make the playoffs, wait till next year. But then again, they got old slick Rogers over there. He might be smoking some weed or doing his little Buddha camp. You don't know what he's about to put on the K-Boss on y'all. But anyway, man, right. Y'all have a happy fourth weekend and all of those
you
stuff.
Too. So,
I'll send you pictures,
say goodbye.
Man. Take it easy, baby.
Say goodbye. Big Tony, we'll go to break. On that, we come back. Wolverines, Buckeyes, right in your face. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We look forward to a little more than an hour to get into Operation Score Some Runs. So that we can get a curly W. That is what is needed. Appreciate all of you hanging through with us. It was a tough evening for a lot of you. Obviously, alcohol content may have been just a tad over where it should have been, but you're coming alive now, and that's what matters. We're going to be joined by my old teammate, a champion in every aspect. He is, I honestly think, playing cornerback is probably, outside of quarterback, is the hardest position to play in professional football. And I'm always interested to hear about corners, although wideouts get a lot of the talk because they talk more than most corners, with the exception of Prime. And so watching them develop has always been my pet peeve. My corner, Jairus White, my roomie, then with the Burgundy Gold, as we won championships, was the corners. I've always found them interesting. So we got Brother Carpenter, courtesy of the Rude Guest Hotline, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, and Brian, who is a master barbecue guy, him by his own respect, and I don't throw that out lightly. That was my old man's specialty. As a Marine, his brother would rather cook, and the 4th of July was better than Christmas for him because he was always burning and cooking ribs. And I know how serious you are, Dynamite Stevens on the West Coast, and my boys who love you are grill masters. And also, the thing about corners, you have no choice than to be competitive and play with the odds against you. So I wonder right now, in the spirit of Brother Holder, who are your favorite corners in today's game, Brother Carpenter?
I like the corner on the Jets.
Sauce?
Sauce Gardner. Yeah, mm-hmm. Sauce. He's, you know, he was a Michigan. He was headed to, he wanted to go to Michigan. He's from Detroit.
Wait a minute, man.
He's a Detroit guy. Yeah, he's a Detroit guy.
What happened?
So, Michigan did recruiting. Yeah, so that's one of the stories that was told. Okay. You know, that's part of why that old regime is gone.
Yeah.
You know, so I like, there's a, you know, I love Mikey.
Yeah.
Over, he was commanded.
You told, you know what, and then we'll share this with the whole crew and that, he told me about Standerstill. And I get most of my insight when it comes to corners is from you. But I thought today would be very interesting since the Buckeye is he's serious. And we were talking about rivalries in the first – I mean real rivalries – and I put this as number one, Ohio State, Michigan. And so I thought, and he has been really, really honest but disrespectful to the Wolverines. And so I thought it would be only fitting to have you say, first of all, to meet Wesley and for you two guys to get acquainted.
Hello, Mr. Carpenter.
I would love to. I heard him the other last week, mm-hmm. and I just figured, you know, I would want him to understand what he's jumping into before he starts to talk about that rivalry, because it's the best. It's the best in sports. But you have to know the rival. And that's the funny part of, and it's the best part of it, is that how two states and guys and women and how they feel about each other, and we love them, except for one day. And it's the best. And I just got a few questions for him. Does Wesley, does he know what 2044 stands for?
2044.
Wes is, his microphone is live. He's sounding like he's quiet as a church mouse, but his mic is hot.
I am here. I've been listening. Okay. I've been respectful.
Do you know what 2044 stands for?
No, I do not.
It's the day since y'all have beat us.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, so are we going to talk about between 2012 and 2019?
Well, we'd be happy to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Urban Meyer, 7-0.
You won 7 games. And do you realize how many games y'all are still losing?
Losing? What do you mean?
You realize that? How many games we have played each other that you guys are still losing?
Yes.
The series.
The record is what? 50-43 and a few ties, something like that.
You say what?
The all-time record, you guys have it by 7 games, few ties.
It's
like that.
63
to 52
and 4.
Okay. 4 ties. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I was born in 2003. And how, you know how many times?
I don't care where you was born. You jumped into that rivalry. Just like I jumped into that rivalry. So we have to respect all the people that came before us who made it the rivalry of what it is.
Okay, I got something.
So the rivalry didn't just start in 2010.
No, it did not.
Right.
It didn't. And I'm saying that, and I understand that the team up north has more wins against Ohio State.
Okay.
Now, do you know, have you ever seen Moneyball, the movie Moneyball?
Okay, no.
Well, there's a quote that says, nobody cares unless you win the last game of the season. And the last game of the season isn't November 30th. Ohio State.
Okay. It's November 29th. So here again, y'all get off the yellow school bus, the small one, and understand what we're dealing with.
Since 1936, the AP started. That's modern era. Ohio State has more national championships. Last game of the season. That's what matters.
Did you win? I got one question for you. My hat and my shirt says, my national championship says, we beat everybody.
You beat everybody? You mean you cheated against everybody?
No. We beat everybody. 2 years ago, Doc, you got a shirt and hat shirt and a hat. It says, we beat everybody. When we won the national championship, we beat everybody.
Yeah.
You just won the national championship. Who did you lose to?
We had to play more games.
Who did you? We played the same many games last year.
The team up north.
It was 2 years ago.
And Oregon.
Who did y'all lose to?
The team up north and Oregon.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, but that was so the last game of the season.
So y'all should have left your trophy in the locker room.
No, but we got another national championship that you don't have.
You didn't beat everybody.
Okay. We didn't need to cheat to win. We didn't need
to cheat. Well, yes, cheat. So now that's what y'all confirming to?
Oh, come on. Come on. The facts are right there.
How did we cheat to beat y'all? How did we cheat to beat y'all?
At what point do we consider this petty? Now y'all throwing slanderous things at each other.
Hey, man. That's what they do down south.
You know what they say? Michigan is the part of Ohio nobody wanted.
Well, you know what they say. We're the leaders at best. And Ohio State is the special ed of the Big Ten.
Okay. Three national championships since 1936.
Oh, my gosh.
That's it.
All right, let's do this. Because you two, we'll just have to wait till we get closer to the date. Y'all never going to agree, but it is a great example of the rivalry. And it's not a friendly rivalry, but it's got to be
Ohio
legal.
State. We love Ohio State. I've got great friends that are Buckeyes. Mm-hmm. I love Charles Spurs.
You know,
love it. But we have great, great guys. One day a year, mm-hmm. okay? He doesn't like me, and I don't like him. Until 5 o'clock.
Yeah, no, it's all right.
Well, this is a big moment for Wes. Wes is flying solo. He's flying his own aircraft today.
Yeah, first time.
Yeah.
And
he's a young man jumping into this.
Mm-hmm. You know, I got experience. Like, a month old, I got a shirt that says Baby Buckeye. Like, it's been since day one. I didn't join Buckeye Nation when Urban Meyer came around.
Yeah.
But one of my friends is listening. He's a Michigan fan. So I respect him. Except, you know, last week 13.
Okay.
You know,
well, this year,
I didn't join the Ohio State deal. My brother played at Michigan before I was. When I was nine. Mm-hmm. They played the Buckeyes. It was the greatest team they should ever assemble. Ever to silver, there would be. And this is what started the war between Michigan and Ohio State. They came to Ann Arbor, and we beat them. Yeah. They beat them and went to the Rose Bowl and undefeated in Ohio State.
And then what happened in 2006?
What happened in 2006?
Yeah.
I have no idea. Tell me what happened in 2006. Oh, yeah. Exactly. I was there.
Oh,
I went to the Buckeyes. Yeah, I went to the game.
Yeah. It's too bad.
Just remember, y'all are 12 games behind us.
That's all right. I mean, at this rate, eventually.
And you won 10. Y'all won 10 straight. That means you were 22 games in the hole.
Yeah, well, at least we didn't play Ann Arbor High School back in the day and claim those wins.
Guess what? We play just like y'all play. We play just like you do. Everybody on our schedule. Some of the games that y'all played last year is very questionable.
Oh, first time ever Ohio State doesn't have a top 10 matchup.
Yeah. And guess what? You guys didn't even start playing football till 10 years after we started.
Exactly. That's fine. And we had a better all-time
record.
Because
we're the leaders and best.
Leaders? We got the best all-time record.
We are all-time. The leaders.
See, this is the problem with Michigan fans.
So, was good talking with you, sir. And
you.
And before November 29th, well, we're going to have another quiz to make sure you can make the road trip.
Oh, that's fine.
It's going to be fun. And, Brother Carpenter, we appreciate you taking time away from the family. But I wanted you two guys to connect. And this will be just the beginning. Cannot wait. Give my best to the family.
Hey, man, we're out here doing what they do. My nieces are in town. They're out here shopping. So.
All right. Good deal. Well,
all right.
We understand it, man. Spend that money. Help the economy go. That's what it's all about.
Hey, man, I work for you. I work for you.
Yeah,
you
right. Say goodbye.
Me a paycheck.
Hang up on
give
him.
Give me a paycheck.
Say goodbye. Well, Wesley, we got something started now. It's going to get ugly before it gets before people are smiling again. But that's all right. We'll take it as we go, as we're going to take you down to 3:30. And I need some runs today. And maybe you can tell me why run support will be kind to, for the Nationals. We shall see. We'll be right back. DOC on the microphone, Wesley going through his first verbal encounter with the enemy. And you did all right. Yeah, you did all right. You held your own. How'd it feel?
I enjoyed it. It's always fun to get in those conversations. Because at least it's not like, you know, Virginia Tech, UVA, where one side, it is lopsided.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And having done a number of those games from a football, the atmosphere in Blacksburg is just, Sandman, every morning when the Junks drop that, it is the immediate jolt of adrenaline. Their intro, oh my, if it weren't their intro, it'd be mine. Because I definitely would be blowing that thing up. But that's theirs, and they earned it. And I tell you what, it is fat. But to have been there in Lane Stadium and to hear that live, oh, it is just, I used to look forward to it. And most of my games were in the old stadium that we did. We were broadcasting those games, and their fan base is just, it's electric.
Absolutely.
And it's one thing to do it in hoops. But when you do it in a stadium, they're on fire. They're on fire. And that's the one thing the Tech has that is unmatched. And that is that juice, that jolt that you get in Lane. When Sandman drops, man, it's like, wow. Wow, it's crazy.
Did I tell you I graduated from Virginia Tech 2 months ago?
No.
Yeah. New grad. Okie.
Well, congratulations. Yeah. No, that was so sober. That's right. So, yeah, you've been them. Don't do it. I did a couple games. When Vic, I had the honor of covering Tech when Mike Vick was playing quarterback. And, dude, I'm telling you, see, when people talk about electric, I'm not sure they've seen it all. There ain't a whole bunch of people you can put under the electric category. Gale Sayers, electric. Electric. When you see guys do like Joe Washington, Silver Shoes, that's electricity. That's something that you don't necessarily see all the time. But Mike Vick? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh, man, just filthy. It was just, I was the luckiest guy in the world. I just couldn't believe I had a chance to see this up close in person. Tech playing, and you talk about intimidating environments. West Virginia, the Mountaineers, they got a thing, dude. They got a real thing. It's crazy up there. Muskets going off. Rabbit crowd. Mike Vick, Hokies, Mountaineers. I always felt like I was the luckiest man in the world. It's his matchups, man. It's just, and that's what you, fans here now in Burgundy and Gold, that's what JD5 brings to the table. He's different. I'm telling you, you don't get the chance to see this all the time. Do you know how long we went without it? Man, it's, then you know. Then you know. I mean, I remember God Shan God when he was doing some things that we thought we hadn't seen before. Earl of Pearl Monroe, don't get me started. Got to go to break on that one. Stay with us here on Overtime. Capital, getting you heated up. Nationals baseball coming up. Red Sox scored way too many runs last night for me, and I don't know about you, but that's we got to right that wrong today. Excitement with Brother Wood, who is just man. It is fruits of their labor, what you have to give up to get these prospects. The baseball game to me is so interesting in that it's probably of all the sports, I think, generates the most out of its farm systems, what you got to give up to get, and then you have to be patient. But if you are and you hit it right, I mean, it's, do you agree, at least a decade to where you're beyond relevant as long as you stay healthy? But then you can't guarantee that. Strasburg deals are one of the greatest examples of it. He was wicked. I mean, I remember his first outing. And the Nats have had a lot of great players. And they've moved through this. But while you're in the process of this now, it doesn't feel good until you get back to the point to where you've been before. It's got to be. I mean, it's just got to be hard. It is hard. And it's so arm related. You got to have guys that can throw for strikes and then stay healthy. And right now, you mentioned the clock coming up. And I don't want to disagree with that or not, but I'm going to look into that more because being, it's more stress because you're throwing quicker, the recovery time is less. It's got to be something along that line. It'll be interesting. How excited are you about young Brother Wood?
Oh, it's unbelievable. I mean, I remember last week I told you his demeanor reminds me of Trey Turner.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it seems like, with on offense, comparing him to Bryce Harper. That's like Trey Turner and Bryce Harper comparison.
Yeah. That's not a bad of watching Bryce at the plate. But Juan made being in the box he made it epic. I mean, he was like a peacock with power. And that's how I always framed him up. A peacock would, but it was like a challenge. And I could think of how many of these great players, like Rendon, man. Rendon was hell. I loved him at the plate.
He was also peaceful. He looked very calm.
This dude had no, that's one thing about Wood, they have no pulse. I think he's built, he's just perfect for social media. when everybody's ziggity zagging, he could care less. And our power hitters, again, because my age, you know, I remember wonderful Willie Mays, Harmon Killebrew, Howard. I mean, power hitters, but I've never seen anybody with his strength be as selective. He's got the eye, I mean, of an infield. I mean, this dude is so patient, yet because of his length at 6'7", I think these umpires have got to get used to calling a game when he's in the box, because I think he gets robbed because of his length. But he's so selective. And the one thing that drives me bat manure is call strike threes when you don't swing the bat. Because you got no chance to hit the ball if you don't swing the bat. Looking. But he's the way he gets, they call the games with him. I understand what he's thinking. He legitimately is saying in his mind, that's not a strike. And he's so good, who the hell am I going to argue with him? Never happened. I'm going to roll in with him. But that's my thing about it. I just, as a pet peeve of mine has always been, when in doubt, try to put lumber on ball, because you can't get on base looking. But he's so select. I get it. He's got an eye. What's your take on it?
What impresses me the most is, if you look, he has 23 home runs. If you look at the spread on the home runs, it is evened out, left field, center, and right field. That's what shocks me about him the most.
Well, that's what's the oddity of him.
It's unreal.
He is, but his exit speed, how hard he's hitting these things, and that's the one thing about it. I'm trying to think, last All-Star game I was at, it was somebody that I was hanging around, and in Boston, I got the chance to see doing a World All-Star game with Ted Williams, was introduced in Boston, and that was chilling. And then Maury Wills, I tell the story, I got, because I grew up, you know, Dodger fan, and he was my shortstop. And so to see him in the flesh, and that still matters to me. It's still, you know, having met Wills and then met Bob Gibson. You know, it's like when you meet somebody that when you're in the sixth and seventh grade, you have them on your wall. I know now that you young folks now, they probably have them on their phone. But us cave people, it was a wall. It was a poster. I don't even know if posters exist. Do anybody? Nobody has posters now, right?
I got posters.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
I don't know my kids. Nobody, no, the kids are all gone, so I don't really know what young people are trending to unless I see Big L. And I know what he's trending to, whatever's free. So I'm going, I just, the baseball card itself, man, that was just everything.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think the weakness out of the bullpen caught him. And I got to be honest, I got a pet peeve. Why it take you so long to get AARP on your jersey? What took so long not to bring in that revenue?
I agree. There's only a few teams that don't have one. That's where one of them
is. I think it was five.
Now. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was five.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
But why? And I don't understand. I just am uncomfortable. I ain't got nothing against the learners. Great, do your thing. You've never lied. Y'all been in the real estate business. And so I get it. But I do long for.
And the thing is, I'll say to Nats fans, they won in 2019. You know, like some teams and organizations have been around way longer than the Washington Nationals and have no World Series to their name. And so that's one thing that they can look back on.
Yeah, you're making points. You're making points, but it's just like the Caps. once you show me what you're capable of, then I do expect it.
Of course. But I say if you win, you know, a national championship, a World Series, a Super Bowl, you got 10 years to brag about it. But after that,
okay,
win another one.
Okay. You know what? And I'm going to give you that. What makes it so bad for the Nats and why I will defend them is because of COVID, they were robbed of taking a victory lap.
That's true, because of COVID and the Houston Astros.
Yeah, and the cheaters, the Houston cheaters. They were robbed that victory. You know how important that victory lap is? Where you get to strut in every ballpark, your alums, people come back because they want to associate with you. And then people want to play for you when they see what you offer. And it's just, I mean, I think the Stanley Cup, and I say it until I can't speak anymore, they are the best. They have the best trophy. They have the best ceremony. I think awarding the player a day with that is the best. I think it's the best. How they celebrate a championship. The Nats got robbed of that, and that's tough. It's 314 in the nation's capital. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. 1-800-636-1067, but only if you have a real opinion. We'll be back. .319 on the day after the fireworks, recovery for many. If you hit it to the ballpark, then you're in for a real treat, because I believe today is the day the Curly W's bounce back. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Sid, Bristol. Happy 4th.
Hey, Doc. Doc, how you doing? Happy 4th to you, Doc. Hey, thanks for taking my call and your screener for putting me on. I know you're short on time, so I'm going to be real quick. One thing is, Lou Holder, I'm going to remind him, maybe he's too young, the best in-game dunker that still hasn't been born yet was Julius Erving. Nobody better dunked in-game. The Rock the Cradle baby dunk over Michael Cooper, that's one of them, and many of them, over seven-footers. And over seven-footers, Bill Walton, you name it, Julius Erving at 6'6". You know, Doc, I don't have to tell you, man. I mean, nobody in-game dunker is better, ever, so far yet. All right, that's one thing. And Lou Holder, Doc, he has more degrees than I do. I got a bachelor's, but he's not a doctor. Maybe you're just calling him a doctor, but he has a master's of education. He's a professor now. I mean, I respect him.
Yes.
Don't get me wrong.
Yes.
I respect him. Yes. He's a professor, and yeah. I he's got a couple of master's degrees and everything. So yeah, that one thing. And the last thing on the Nats, Doc, I love Mike Rizzo, but the thing is, man, I don't like when you're developing old players. Then when they get to their prime, you let them go. So that's only my beef with Mike. Anyway, man, have a good blessed holiday and enjoy your weekend. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, brother, man, love your takes, man. Love it. Keep bringing it. That's what we like, man. Professor, he is Professor Holder. Dr. J, you mad dude. Dr. J, first time I heard about Dr. J, we at the rec center, guys talking from the playground, talking about a brother that's up in New York on the blacktop. Who everybody's talking about. I mean, I'm going all the way back. You ever heard of Wolfman Jack?
No, I have not.
Okay, well, Google it. And I'm talking about, now we take it for granted because we have all this technology. I can pick up a phone and we can talk on the phone. You can see me on the phone. Well, I mean, we just, thank God we've got it. Could you imagine driving a car that's wheels of rocks? No, I ain't mad at technology. But I remember hearing about Dr. J and what this dude was doing from the playground. And then the ABA, and it was like you were so teased. It was amazing. And Sid, that was great stuff, man. I don't think anybody wants to forget Dr. J at all. But I'll, that's good. See, that Professor Holder, he always gets things going, the dunk. And I always felt that when they changed the rule because of a person, no dunking, really? That was one of the craziest things It's when I really understood how politics get involved in sports and that it's not all fair. I learned that as a kid. Well, why would you outlaw something all of a sudden? Blank, blank, blank. Fill in the blanks. And that's why when the Mavericks get wink, wink, wink. You hear the, Patrick Ewing, Knicks, wink, wink. You've heard it. I've heard it. Do you believe it? What do you believe? There's somebody say, oh, they freeze the car. They do this, they do that. Yeah, I wouldn't put it past them. Nothing would surprise me. Nothing. What about you, young fella? Do you know the dunk was outlawed? What's the one they got on Google and they got a different name for them? It's amazing. And I'm not mad. Look, I love it. I used to hate having to roll my window up manually. That was an annoyance. It was just like, what the? When the power windows came up, you couldn't tell me nothing. What? A window, I can push a button and it goes down? A roof with a button? Hey, man. A lot of people listening right now learn how to drive on a standard shift. Do you even know what a standard shift is?
Is on it? No. No.
Dude, I love you, man. I'm just telling you, that's honest. Progress. Don't hate.
Yeah.
I grew up watching the Jetsons. Now, the very thing I thought was just so cool, but it would never happen. It was it's happening. People going from building to building in New York, Chicago, it's happening. A drone? What the hell is that? Well, I saw a drone back in the Jetsons. What do you think will be the key to them having success?
Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. The Red Sox don't have Devers and anymore, as they traded him to San Francisco. And Alex Bregman is not even in the lineup. So Walker Buehler pitching for the Red Sox today, it's hitting him. He has over a 6 ERA, 67 innings pitched. He's 5-6. Come on. This is the day where you drop 9 runs. And Mitchell Parker.
You're good at giving them up, but you're saying right. they you expect them. Is there like an over or under that the young people are wagering on this one?
Yeah, 9.5, which is a lot. Because both guys have over 4 ERAs. Mitchell Parker, 4.63 ERA in 91 and a third inning. So he's going to be giving up runs. So the Nats probably have to score 9-8. And then I'll be comfortable.
Yeah, well, when you watch the All-Star game, is there any ritual, anything special that you do? How do you now treat the All-Star game from a visual standpoint?
It's not what it used to be because they've changed. The winner doesn't get home team advantage for the World Series, which is probably fair. I mean, I enjoy it more than the NBA and especially the NFL.
Oh, my God. You could wake up. I'd rather go out and see a junior high team play basketball in the game than to see the NBA All-Star game.
It's terrible. But the MLB, I mean, I like it. I mean, you know, you got your starters. They're pumping. You know, Paul Skeens last year, he got one inning. He was throwing 102 miles an hour. I enjoy it. These guys
go
out there.
You know how special that was.
Exactly. It is.
That was I mean, watching him from the College World Series to now, and even the debate now, if you've got the number one pick in the draft, do you go arm over athlete?
So right now, the Nats are projected to either get Ethan Holliday, who's a bat.
Monster.
Or the left-handed pitcher from LSU. I'm going with Ethan Holliday. When it was between Rendon and Strasburg, I was leaning Rendon. Obviously, that didn't work out for either of them. But I just tend to go with a bat. Unless it's Paul Skeens. Unless it's specifically Paul Skeens. Because we haven't seen him, that type of guy, since probably Strasburg.
Yeah, man, Strauss was throwing. He was throwing aspirin.
He was throwing 103 in college.
It's so exhilarating. Paul is hitting that gun and with swagger, and they can't get a run to save their lives. But do you wear his arm out by the time you're ready for prime? If you have potential three all-stars and maybe one or two hot prospects that you're dabbling with right now, that doesn't make you the White Sox to me.
No. No.
Or Colorado.
Right. I mean, they're a lost cause.
Right. So here's the problem then. Then why aren't you getting better results?
Think about it. They're in the middle of their, you know, rebuild from winning a World Series. This is nine guys on the field. This is not the NBA where you got five.
Right.
You got like LeBron who can do it all himself. So you need nine guys. And then you got to have a bullpen. You're really looking for 13 dudes that can get it done. We got 30 seconds left though, Doc.
Yeah. Well, you're right. So I say this. Let's go Nats. That's what I say. Yeah. Let's get on the good foot. Let's get back and let's make this thing a reality because losing sucks and we're better than that. And on the 4th of July weekend, let's do it the right way. How about that?
No, exactly.
Let's
I'm
go,
excited.
Caps.
We're going to get it done. We're going to get it done. 5 seconds. Thank you for listening.
Yes, nothing like beats the taste of victory. Let's go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.